choose is Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. I mean, if I know that and I believe that, then I ain't afraid to go anywhere. If God says go to Iraq, I'm packing up and going to Iraq. If God says I want you to go to Somalia and I want you to feed kids in the middle of a war zone, I say, thank you, Jesus. My steps are ordered of the Lord. I'm on my way. Come on, somebody help me this morning. Amen. Proverbs talks about a man. He said the man is so full of fear he can't even leave his house because he thinks if he walks out in the street, there's a lion out there that's about to eat him. Well, there might be a lion out there, but so what? Daniel said, so what? He was in a whole den full of them that wanted to eat him, and they shut their mouth. Come on, somebody. God is on your side. Somebody say this with me. Faith is awakened by what I hear. Now, how many of you know in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says that we walk by faith and not by sight? So if we walk by faith and not by sight, then it stands to reason that walking by sight is contrary to walking by faith. Isn't that right? Are you seeing that? That means the opposite of faith is not doubt, but the opposite of faith is sight. Going by what I see, going by my senses. Amen? We see that, don't we? Going by what we comprehend. What we bring in with our eyes and our ears and our feelings. And then we discern with our logic. Amen? Rather than what the Word of God is, believe in the Word. By sight. Paul said we walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm going to live by what I believe. I'm going to live by what God says. That means you can live your life based on what you see. I saw this. I saw that. I read this. I read that. Amen. I saw this on CNN News. The end of the world is coming. Or you can live your life based on the Word of God that says you're going to spend eternity with God, so it really don't matter. How many know one gives you a very positive outlook, the other one gives you a very negative outlook? Can I just tell you this? Faith will always move you into a reality beyond the facts. There's a higher dimension for us to live at than just the facts. There are always facts that you've got to contend with. But there is a higher, someone say there's a higher dimension than just the facts. That dimension is called the dimension of the truth. And we live by the truth. Come on, Jesus is the truth. He's the way and the life. Isn't that right? We live by the truth. Y'all okay this morning? Touch somebody and say, I live by the truth. When we live by the truth, it raises us to a level that the natural eye or the natural senses cannot see or cannot comprehend. We're living by something that's really not within our comprehension. That's why it takes faith. How many know that the unseen realm is more real than the seen realm? This realm that we live in is constantly changing. It's aging. It's dying. There's an unseen realm out there that never changes, never dies. That's where God is. Amen? How many of you understand that in your home today, there are all kinds of good promises and bad things that are coming to you? There's good stuff coming to you, and there's bad things coming to you. And what you get is based on your receiver. It's how you receive it. Amen? And if you keep trying to get a word from God, but you got your life over on the channel of the flesh, then how many know you ain't going to get a word from God? Amen? You ain't going to get what God's trying to send to you. You ain't going to get what God's promising you. You ain't going to get what God's transmitting to you from heaven because you got your life over on the channel of the flesh. Amen? You're trying to get what you think you need or what you think you want. And really, you ain't getting what you need or what you want. Come on, somebody. You got to switch yourself over to the right channel, to the spiritual channel, and start receiving the good news of your Father in heaven that is coming from His Word. That is truth. Somebody say it's truth. Amen. So faith is awakened by what I hear. I don't walk by what I see. I walk by faith. How many of you know that people that walk by faith are persuaded to act on what they believe? That's why Christians get accused of doing some really hokey things. Because we're acting on what the Word of God says. And people go, man, that's just crazy. You're out to lunch. No, I'm just peculiar. The Bible said it. I believe it. Come on, amen? So if faith, now watch this, watch this. If faith is awakened by hearing, you need to get this morning, then it's released in my life by speaking. Let me try that again. If faith is awakened by what I'm hearing, then it's released in my life by what I'm speaking. Because why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If I hear it, it gets on the inside of me. Isn't that right? Faith is always visible. Faith does something. James said, faith without works is dead. You can't have no faith if you ain't acting peculiar enough to back it up. You say, well, I believe in healing. Can I just tell you this? Believing ain't enough. You can believe all you want to. James says the devil believes it ain't done him no good. How many know the devil believes in God and he's a liar? Ain't done him a lick of good. So what that means is if my faith is going to be active in my life, then I have to move it beyond the realm of just believing into a realm of action. It can't just be here. It has to come out here and be active in my life. And most of the time, that action is by speaking. It's by putting words on it. It's putting action on it. It's by my body moving in the general direction of what I'm believing. I read this scripture to you last week. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. You're going to be satisfied on whatever comes out of your mouth. If you're going around saying, well, I'm afraid, I'm this, I'm that, well, that's what's going to feed you. If you go around saying, God is greater, I can, I have a promise, I got a dream, then that's what's going to feed you. Come on, are you here this morning? And then James 3 says, it doesn't matter how big and mighty the ship is, it can be the largest cruise liner, it can be the Queen Mary. It can be that new carnival ship, but it's controlled by that little rudder underneath the water. He says, the rudder of your life is your tongue. It's like the rudder on a ship. How do you turn mighty people? With your tongue. How do you turn mighty ministries? With your tongue. They're turned with the rudder of the tongue. How do you turn your life? With the rudder of your tongue. What are you speaking? Your life will never head in a different direction until you start making a different sound with your tongue. You can believe all you want to. You can cry all you want to. You can pray all you want to. But until you line your mouth up with the promise, your life ain't going to change. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. So if faith is awakened by what I hear and it's released by what I say, look over in Hebrews 10:23. Hebrews 10:23. It says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. Oh my God. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, don't be talked out of your promise. Don't you let the devil talk you out of your promise. That means you keep on declaring it. You keep on preaching it. You keep on professing it. You keep on shouting it. And when you get done doing that, do it again. You hold fast to the confession. Why? Because God is faithful. He's faithful. Now watch this. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit. Somebody say Spirit. Is everybody okay? Is everybody keeping up? He said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And then he makes this really cool statement. The words, somebody say words, that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. You know, words can contain spirit and life. Your words got power in them. They got life in them. They got the spirit in them, amen? They can be words of spirit, they can be words of life, or they can be words of death.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Your words are containers. They're containers of life and death. Even the words that you read are containers of life and death. What you put into your spirit comes out of your spirit. You can sow death into this thing, or you can sow life into this thing. Amen? And when you speak them, they can either bring life or they can either bring death. Somebody say they're containers. And they've got a very strong spiritual significance on the people that hear you speak. You can make a difference in somebody's life. You can say one thing, tick them off, or say another thing and bless their socks off. All with this. I used this analogy before. It's like this little plastic bottle I got right here. It's a container. Come on, amen. It's holding the water, amen. This bottle has no nutritional value. It's made out of plastic. If I eat the bottle, it's not going to do anything but hurt me. Right? The bottle doesn't quench my thirst, does it? No. It doesn't do anything, but it carries in it what I need. It has in it water that brings nutrition to my body. It's a container. It has life in the container. Amen? It's what's in it that nurtures me, just like your words. Your words are containers. It's what's in your words that will nurture you. Amen? Now, how many of you understand I can take this water out and put gasoline in here? It's still a container. But if I drink that gasoline, what's it going to do? It's going to kill me. Come on, are you seeing this morning? So it's not the container that has the ability to bless and kill. It's what's in it. It's not your words that bless and kill. It's what's in it. It's spirit and life or it's death. Come on, are you here? Amen. They can carry spirit and they can carry life, or they can carry curses and they can carry death. You can speak curses into your own life, or you can speak curses into somebody else's life. Or you can speak blessings into your own life, or speak blessings into somebody else's life. When you understand that your words carry life, that means you can walk into a situation where everybody's having a bad time, and everybody's fussing and fighting, and everybody's arguing, and are getting on each other, and nobody's trusting each other. You can walk in there and bring words of life and begin to speak a blessing, and the whole attitude of the room will change. The whole atmosphere will begin to settle down. Everything begins to literally change just by what you are saying. Come on, isn't that right? All you husbands know that when you come home from work. You can walk in and set your wife off, and you can have the worst night of your life. By saying one stupid thing. Isn't that right? And all the women say, He did that the other day. Or you can walk in and say something that'll bless her socks off and have the most loving, romantic evening of your life. You can put a curse on your house by what you say, or you can put a blessing by what you say with your tongue. What you say out of your mouth will release the atmosphere around you, because your words are nothing more than containers. And that's what Jesus said. He said, my words carry spirit, and my words carry life to you. That's what they do. Amen? That's why Peter turned around after Jesus told everybody. He said, if you want to have anything to do with me, you got to drink my blood, and you got to eat my flesh. And the Bible says that all the disciples looked at him and said, man, this guy is crazy. He does some cool miracles, but I can't follow somebody who wants me to eat him and drink his blood. That's ridiculous. See you later, Jesus. And Peter comes up to me and goes, man, master, that was a hard saying. And Jesus said to Peter, he said, you want to go with him? No, I'm not saying that, Lord. Besides, where will we go? We've come to know and understand that you are the Messiah. And then he says this, and you have the words of eternal life. Jesus had the words of eternal life. Amen? How many know in the Greek you have the logos word? You ever heard that? The logos word? That's the written word. And then you also have the rhema word, which is the revealed word. Somebody say the revealed word. But how many know there's also a Greek word for the word in seed form? It's called the word sperma. Everybody say sperma. Now how many of you know this morning that it's the man that carries the seed? Isn't that right? The women don't have the seed. The women have egg. Man carries the seed. Isn't that correct? It's the male that carries the seed. The woman provides a womb for the seed to go into. Isn't that correct? The woman provides a willing atmosphere to receive it. How many know the reason why Jesus didn't have to have a daddy is because when the Holy Spirit said to Mary, you're going to have a baby, it was the word that was the seed. God spoke it. Amen. And all she had to do by faith was provide a willing womb. And when she said, be it unto me, the word of God went on the inside of her and impregnated her with Jesus. And she became pregnant in the womb by the word. The word was the seed for the very thing that God had purposed in her life. Amen? But what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that the word coming out of your mouth is either giving birth to defeat and death in your life, or it's giving birth to blessings and promises in your life. It comes in seed form. I mean, I'm not interested in a one-night stand when I come to church. I want to come as a willing womb, ready to receive the seed of the word. I want to get pregnant with the word. I know that sounds gross, don't it? But it's true. I want to be pregnant with God's word, because out of that will come lives of blessing, a life of promise, a life of destiny. I want to receive the word that God has for me. I want God to speak into my spirit. And when I leave here, I want to leave pregnant with the promise. Amen? I want to have the promise come alive on the inside of me so that my destiny's in front of me. I want to be pregnant with my blessing. I'm going to touch somebody and say, I want to be pregnant with my blessing. I want to be ready to give birth to my purpose. You know, God wants your life to produce. Not just in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. God wants your life to produce everything that He has promised. Come on, touch somebody and say, I think I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with the Word. Somebody's getting this today, amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning. I want you to begin to see yourself healed. Envision it in your mind. I want you to see yourself focused. I want you to see yourself blessed. I want you to see yourself healed. Get a picture of that in your mind's eye, and then I want you to start lining your words up with it. After you picture it, begin to believe it and start saying, God, I'm healed. I don't have to struggle with this anymore. I don't have to go there anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm healed. Listen, God did not call you to miscarry your dream. It's the devil that does that. God wants you to give birth to your promise. He wants you to give birth to your purpose. The devil doesn't. This morning, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, we're just going to take a moment. As Felicia sings this song, I want you to search your heart this morning. I want you to look deep inside. If there's anything in you that you need to say, God, I need to repent. I haven't believed you. I've been believing the lie. I've let the devil have a heyday with my emotions. And Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm a child of the promise. And from this day forward, the devil has no right and no access to my mind any longer. Because I'm getting my shout on. And when he comes knocking at the door, I'm yelling across the living room, devil! You ain't got no place in here. This is a place of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.